Hello, my name is Lindsay Brown, and I'm so grateful to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Saturday, January the 3rd. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading Romans 8, 31 through 39, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading from the NIV version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Romans 8, starting in verse 31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. My devotional title for today is Rest in Christ. As a firstborn, people-pleasing perfectionist, it was natural for me to embrace a performance-based identity. I learned at an early age that obedience, achievements, and being nice brought me love and acceptance, while failure, failing to meet others' expectations, and disagreeing with others brought me shame and the sting of others' disappointment and rejection. Making all A's, winning awards in both school and sports, thriving in my role as a leader at church, and being liked by everyone helped silence the beliefs inside of me that I was not good enough, that I was a burden and a disappointment, as well as the fear that I was one moment away from failure. When faced with a threat to my success, whether a test at school, a conflict in a relationship, or a painful GI condition, I refused to be defeated, and I possessed a drive that made me unstoppable until I accomplished my goal. Since I was in middle school, I have had my life mapped out. Enjoy an ideal college experience, move to a new city with a successful career, an active church life, and a thriving social life. Live independently for a few years, and then enjoy marriage and a family. I believed that God and I were in accord that this was how my life was going to play out. My plans quickly fell apart as I walked through a less than ideal college experience and unforeseen health issues. As I continually failed to achieve the dreams and plans I had for my life, my performance-based identity told me that God did not love me. God was indifferent to me, and God delighted in others, but he could not delight in me. I began to compare my life and all that it lacked to those around me, and in doing so, began to collect evidence that God loved others more than me. I was doing all the right things. Therefore, shouldn't I receive the same gifts he had bestowed upon my family and friends? The truth of Romans 8, 31 through 39 is that God loves me so much that he delivered his one and only son over to condemnation, darkness, and death. While I was at my worst, Christ loved me to the fullest. Christ paid the penalty for my sins so that no one and nothing can condemn me. Every time I fail, every time I don't measure up, every time I choose my sin over his spirit, Jesus is interceding on my behalf, saying again and again, "For that I paid in full with my death." This passage directly contradicts the lies underlying my performance-based identity It teaches me that I am a conqueror, not because my dreams came true, but because through my unmet expectations, tribulations, and inability to live out of my own strength, I have experienced Christ more fully and intimately. It instructs me to lay down my plans, my striving, my comparisons, and my negative core beliefs, and to rest in Christ. It calls my shattered dreams, my inability to achieve my plans, and my daily struggles with a heart whose tendency is to put me first, to rest in a love that cannot be thwarted, in a salvation that comes through faith alone, and in a Savior who is sovereign over all. Life, death, angels, demons, time, space, unmet expectations, trials, tribulations, or anything in the entire created universe. Will you pray with me? Lord, I repent of my self-righteousness and attempts to be good enough for you. Please minister to the parts of me that are hurting and broken. Thank you for choosing me, interceding for me, and loving me. Thank you for your perfect, immeasurable, limitless love. May I rest in you as I walk through this day. Amen.